Hello, good morning, welcome. My name is Rory. I'm going to start making podcasts on unofficial channel name right now. Just going to wing it and see what happens. But yeah, I'm going through a lot of life turmoils at this moment. I broke up with my longtime girlfriend. I broke up with her. And the reason being, I was unhappy. And I wanted to start my life anew. But I didn't realize how much I loved her. And I've been going through a lot for the last 4 months. I had a mental breakdown. And I hurt myself. I got injured back. I went to a chiropractor and she tried realigning my back, but she strained it. And then I did things that strained it even more. And I kept doing things just to keep hurting myself more and more and more. And it was due to the breakup. Just me not just going through the motions. And anywho, where am I now? I'm in bed. I'm in bed and I can barely walk. I can barely stand. I've been this way for about a month and a half. Very depressing. Trying to find my way back to recovery. I've gone to doctors and they've sent me to PT. And I've started recently. I've been given stretches. So I hope that these will help me on my way to recovery, the road to recovery. I'm 27. And I'm scared I'm never going to walk again. I'm scared I'm never going to find love ever again. But what I did, I broke up with my girlfriend so that I could find myself. I'm not happy with who I am, and I want to grow and become a better individual. Stronger individual. Happier individual. So then next time I enter a relationship, you know, I can be happy. Going through a lot mentally with all this. Been laying in bed for about a month and a half. Not really able to get up and walk around. Been having panic attacks due to all the severe pain I was in. I've moved past that. I'm good now mentally. Anxiety attacks from laying in bed all day. Moving past that. Didn't want to take medicine. I was this close to starting anxiety medicine, but I did research, and there's a lot of nasty side effects. And I started talking with a therapist, and we both agreed that the medication wasn't good for me, and it wasn't. We can work through my problems, and I'm glad that I've done that. So yeah, that's the update. I'm going to name the channel, my podcast, I should say. But thank you for listening. To be or not to be? That is the question. What is life? A mission? A forever state of being? The end has no end, or so they say. That is one man's words that ring true at a young man's heart. The simple aspect of being alive is that we each breathe and live in our own manner. The task is at hand. It's always prominent. To push our minds towards something or some reason. The teacher's teacher was once taught, therefore his teacher was taught, and so on forth. The faith in a person's heart is power over that person's purpose. Just to connect the two. Now that's when the real fun begins. When will it be when people say what they want to say and act how they want to act? Then and only then will a person's soul be at peace. Or at least mine will. Love is some way for humans to connect, not tarnish. We must believe there is a reason. If not, then what's it all for? To answer another man's call is worse than crime itself. Why can't never have friends like forever can? Don't tell me it's the letter N's fault. Simple things in life, memories, moments, smiles, hugs. It's what I want to live for. The time it takes you as an individual to figure yourself out is time well spent. And if time knew not how to count, we all would be lost. Something hits me, it hits me hard. Blue and red, colors of question, plants and animals. That's the only friends you know to be true.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.